Frascati. Track 1, Piazza Marconi. Hello and welcome to Frascati. Before we set off and explore this lovely little town with its tempting old bakeries and ice cream shops, I'll just run over the simple house rules of doing a self-guided audio tour. A quick reminder that on audio tours, you never walk and listen to the audio at the same time, okay? Always be aware of the traffic and the people around you. And you'll need to use your map books all the time to help you find your way along our walk, so keep them close at hand. You'll hear directions at the start of each track, okay? Oh, and one other thing, stores shut here in Frascati between 1 p.m. and 4 p.m. So if we visit anything on the walk that's shut, that's why. Right, let's begin. Welcome to Frascati. Behind us, in the distance, is Rome. Can you see it? Now, look up the hill to that huge building on the hill in the distance. Can you see that? That's the Villa Aldo Brandini, and it kind of sums up why Frascati became such an important little town. The most noble and aristocratic Italian families in Rome built their hugely elaborate villas and palaces here to escape the city in the summer months and get some fresh air. We're about 1,000 feet above sea level here. The area is world famous for its wine growing too. Now, as you look up the square, called the Piazza Marconi, the furthest building on the left in the square is now the town museum. But it used to be the stables for the villa, where all their horses were kept. Now it houses some amazing Roman finds, old statues and carvings which are over 2,000 years old. It's really worth a visit. And just a bit closer to us, on the same side of the square, is the town hall, with its flags hanging out on the front. This is where the current mayor of Frascati runs the town from. Their responsibility isn't just for the town, but also for the area's world-famous wine-growing heritage and the vineyards surrounding the town. OK, it's time to move on to our next track. Right, we're off to the Piazza San Pietro and the Cathedral of Frascati. Look at your maps while I tell you the directions. We're going to go to stop 2, the blue number 2 pin on the map. OK, I'll see you there. Time to load the next track. Track 2, Piazza San Pietro. Directions. With your back to Rome, turn left and walk along here between the trees. Cross the road using the crossing, walking past the Gelateria Bar Belvedere on your left, and head into the narrow Via Cesare Battisti, into the open square of San Pietro. Use the crossings to get to the seating area in front of the church, which you'll see on your right. I'll see you there. OK, well done, you made it. Now, you should be standing in front of the impressive facade of the Cathedral of San Pietro, also known as the Cathedral of Frascati. Before we talk about it, have a look around the square. It's got lots of nice little shops and cafes to explore, and it's where our walk will end. So, the cathedral. Have a look at the amazing church front here, because it's about all that's left of the original church after the Allies bombed Frascati to the ground in World War II in 1943. The German general, Albert Kesselring, had set up his headquarters in the area, and it was important for the Allies to stop him in his tracks. So Frascati was bombed and about 50% of the town was totally destroyed. But this church facade, which dates from 1700, survived. Look at those amazing carvings on the facade. Can you see them? On the one over the door, there seems to be someone in a boat passing something to a hand coming out of the sea. Can you see that? Now, if you go in, you'll find a bare, quite empty building which houses some nice paintings, which are about 400 years old. Also, mysteriously, and I won't go into any historical detail here, the Scottish aristocrat Charles Stuart, who claimed to be King Charles III, was buried here. His body was removed in 1807 and buried in the Vatican in Rome, but his heart is still here, in a small jar under the floor beneath a monument to him. Now, we all know that the real King Charles III only came to the throne in 2023. If you go in, pause the audio and then start it again from here when you come out. Otherwise, let's continue now. We're off to explore a pretty little square surrounded by traditional Italian bakeries and food shops. It's stop number 3 and it's called the Piazza Mercato. I'll see you there. Track 3, Piazza Mercato. Directions. Face the cathedral. Turn left. Walk to the end of the square and walk to the right of a fountain you'll see dead ahead. Take the narrow street to the right of the fountain, called Via Giacomo Matteotti, and walk for about 50 yards, then taper left down Via Paolo until you find yourself in a pretty little square. Stop by the benches in the middle. Now pause the audio and start again when you're ready. The first time I came here, the air was filled with the sound of old Italian men and women just chatting and passing the time of day. It was an amazing sound, and I stood here just listening to them. Is anyone here today? Are they engaged in noisy Italian conversation? There's a lively little market here on Saturday mornings selling local produce. Round here, local produce means wines, oil, cheeses, honey, and fruit. Now look back the way we've just come here, and on your left, you'll see a little stall in front of a baker's called Il Fornaretto, with a bright yellow shop front. Can you see it? The stall specialises in two local delicacies. The poopy doll biscuits, which are based around old pagan fertility symbols, and the other delicacy is porchetta, which is a roast pork infused with fennel, garlic and pepper. They'll carve some off for you and pack it into a roll if you feel like eating as we stroll. People write about this stuff, it's so good, and it's a real slice of rural Italy, literally. Well, when you're ready to move on, we're off to stop 4. Next, I want to show you a little bakery that's been there since 1876. So, time to load track 4. Track 4. The Old Cookie Bakery. Directions. So, face the brick Mercato Copperato at the bottom of the square, then, following the left-hand side of the square, exit it and walk into Via Olmo. Have a look at your maps. Walk along Via Olmo a short way until you reach number 7 on your left. It's a very ordinary shop, no window dressing or bright lights or music, nothing really. I'll see you there. Okay, well, I said it was an ordinary shop. Do you see what I mean? I walked past it 2 times before I found it. But the thing that led me here wasn't the address, it was the smell. The amazing smell of sweet cookies and pastries that they make in there. Inside is an old oven that's been baking since 1876. That's over 140 years. There's nothing more to tell you that you can't find out without a walk inside there and buying a small bag of cookies. So explore if you wish, and when you're ready, we'll move on. Pause the audio if you're going to explore and then start it again when you're ready. Okay, we're off to a quaint little historical site next, an old bell tower that's been standing miraculously since 1305. That's stop 5. Stop 5. The Bell Tower. Directions to the Bell Tower. So, walk on to the far end of this narrow road via Olmo. At the end, turn right into Via Dardesca. Walk for about 20 yards or until you see a brick bell tower on your left. Stand off the road by the base of the tower when you get there. OK, pause your audio and I'll see you at the bell tower. Well, this is the bell tower for a church, which we'll find in a minute. This was built before America was discovered. It was built in the 13th century. That's over 800 years ago. And it's still standing, although I think it looks a bit crooked, do you? Somehow, as the rest of the town was being flattened by the bombing in World War II, this little tower survived. It's regarded, along with the picture you can see here of Mary and Jesus, as the most important medieval monument in town. It was a symbol of Frascati's growing importance as a town, and really, I just wanted to show you something over 800 years old that I think is quite beautiful, in a sort of frail, wobbly-looking kind of way. OK, let's walk on a short way to find the church that the tower was built for. So that's going to be Track 6, Piazza San Rocco. Stop 6, Piazza San Rocco. Directions. Simply carry on down the hill here, keeping left until you're in a square with a little fountain. I'll see you by the fountain. Now pause your audio. Well, we're now standing in the Piazza San Rocco. Stand with your back to the fountain, looking at this huge building that's, well, a bit like a castle, really. Well, that's because it is a castle, or it was. Frascati, because of its position up here on the hill, was once a fortress town. It was surrounded by huge walls, and on this side of the town, in order to control what was the main road to Rome, they built this fortress to defend the town. Later, it became the bishop's palace. Look just to the left of the fortress, and you'll see, tucked in a bit, a little church, the Church of Santa Maria in Vivaro. It was built on the site of a Roman villa fish pond, which was here before it. Wander over to it if you want. It dates back to the 9th century. That's nearly 1,300 years old. About 350 years ago, this area was cursed with the dreaded plague. People were dying in their thousands. Well, one morning, a piece of plaster fell from the wall inside the church and revealed a wall painting of San Rocco. From that moment on, the town escaped the plague and the people dedicated this square to Saint Rocco as thanks for saving them. Right, on we go to our final stop. After all this walking, I wonder if I can tempt you with some delicious pastries, slices of pizza, warming drinks, sugar-coated cakes. Well, if so, let's go to the last stop, the Antico Forno Casarecchio, the jewel in Frascati's box of hidden treasures. That's stop 7. Stop 7, Antico Forno. Directions. OK, face the fortress, look at your maps, and I'll give you directions. To the right of the fortress is a little cobbled street that curls up the side past a tattoo shop and into a little square where you'll find a column of marble and a little drinking fountain. Keep the column on your right and walk ahead into the Via Ar Franetti and walk to the far end of this pretty street. At the end, turn right, and then after 10 yards, turn left, and walk ahead into the square with the cathedral. Follow this on your maps, it really helps. Go up that road that runs up alongside the cathedral, Via San Giuseppe Calasanzio, the cathedral being on your right. Look for a very ordinary shopfront at number 8, on the corner with Via Garibaldi. You must use your maps to help you, because the directions are quite long, aren't they? Now, pause your player and enjoy the walk, and I'll see you outside this rather special place. Well, welcome to this very special little treat, but it's only open every day from 6:30 a.m. to 2 p.m. and then from 4 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. and it's closed on Sundays. So I really hope you're here at a time to enjoy the tasty treats they have here for sale. It's an Aladdin's cave of deliciousness. It's a Willy Wonka heaven, just filled with all the most heavenly things you can imagine. So you really don't need me talking anymore when you want to get inside. So I'll say goodbye now, because this is the end of our little tour, just a short walk away from the square where we kind of began. Off the square are some pretty streets and lovely shops to explore, and around the edges of the square are some great ice cream parlours, or gelateria, that you have to try before you leave the town. They are marked on your maps too. Well, thank you for exploring Frascati with us. I hope you've enjoyed it and found out some things about this pretty little town that you'll remember and take home with you. When you're ready, head back the way you came across the square and down the street back to your buses. Have a safe journey and goodbye.